All right. Welcome to Apartment Theater. I guess that's just how we're doing it now. If I hit record, I'm the one that's saying welcome to Apartment Theater. This
Yep.
is this
Cue
is
this
it.
in.
This is
This is.
where it starts. This is the
Yeah.
beginning. This movie we watched, it also has to do with the ocean. So if you listen to the last one, we talked about a shark. This one we're talking about a vampire. And it's Dracula, kind of. No, it
It's
is
Dracula.
Dracula. It is
Yeah,
Dracula
it's
because it's based
Dracula.
on like a little tiny portion of the book where they're on the water. And yeah, this movie is called The Last Voyage of the Demeter. I think I said that right. And it is directed by a guy I cannot pronounce his name, but he also directed the movie Troll Hunter and the Autopsy of Jane Doe. And I was really, it's like, okay, this looks like it has a little bit bigger of a budget. This could be really cool. And it goes, "The legend of Dracula is born. The crew of the merchant ship Demeter attempts to survive the ocean voyage from Carpathia to London as they are stalked each night by a merciless presence on board the ship." And I was thinking, this movie might be pretty cool. It's an interesting premise. What would it be like to be stuck on a ship with Dracula? And what I found is that
It's
it
bad.
would be very boring. It's like it goes on for way longer than it needs to. It could have cut out 30 minutes, and I think we would have been A-okay. Just a lot of going nowhere. So their crew, it's very one-dimensional crew. You can kind of tell immediately who's gonna die. You figure the captain's gonna die because he always fucking dies. There's basically every stereotypical, like almost like war movie. Like it felt like I watched this movie already.
You probably have.
I was
You've
sitting there.
probably watched a Dracula movie like this already.
I was like, I feel like I've seen this movie before. And then it hit me. This
Ghost.
is just like a shitty alien knockoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I there was when I was looking up like the movie poster and stuff, I happened to like see some of the promotional things.
Yeah.
And one of them was that this was sort of like advertised as an alien on a ship. So yeah, like
We've
literally a shitty alien movie.
already had those though.
I was
That's
like,
not
oh,
new.
so that's okay.
It also kind of has like a zombie kind of feel too, because Dracula bites you, become a vampire. It seems pretty selective on who gets to become a vampire, how deep and how long he starts sucking on you, giving it the old sucky. Also, it depends on how long you're in the sun is when you're gonna get roasted into flames or how important you are to the story. Because some people will slowly burn and some people will just immediately erupt into flames and there's just no reason for it. Or someone will get bitten and it'll take them so long to become a vampire, while others it's like immediate.
Real weird.
Yeah. Didn't it kind of reminded me of like Resident Evil Apocalypse, that piece of shit. It's same thing where people were getting bitten and it was like, well, depending on how important you are, that's how long it's gonna take you to find out that, oh, actually they're bitten already and they're gonna turn into a zombie when it fits the plot. Well, we're safe. Actually, we're not. Oh, he's bitten, he's a zombie, we're fucked. Yeah. It started off like it was gonna be interesting though. Like I think that this could be a really cool movie. It just you don't really ever get to see Dracula, and when you do, he looks like shit.
Yeah, I think that was like one of my biggest issues. Like I knew what I was getting into when I was, when I suggested this movie, because I've read Dracula and I've watched so many different Dracula retellings. Oh my God.
The best one being Dracula 3000.
Yes.
With Coolio.
Yes. So yeah, I knew that, you know, nobody survived Demeter and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. But yeah, I always tend to watch Dracula movies to see how they actually handle Dracula himself and what he looks like. And he looks stupid. He looks stupid.
He looks so bad.
I like
look like a PS3 game.
Like you could tell that it was like a weird mix of practical effects and pretty bad CGI.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting Dracula to look like, but
not that.
Not that.
Not that. He looks bad. It's just ugh.
Yeah, there was a good Dracula, I think, like mini series or short series that I watched like in the last couple of years. I can't remember what it was on. It was like Hulu or HBO or something, and it was just called Dracula. And you do, I think there's an episode or two where he is on the Demeter, and like it's literally the same plot, but like he's human looking. And I think that is my preferred vision of Dracula, because something that is human is very unassuming and blends in. And he slowly picks off the crew. And like, it was a lot more interesting to me, and it was filmed way better. Like... Also, that series was like pretty decent for a vampire.
Can vampires turn invisible?
Depends on the lore.
Okay.
Some of them can turn into like mist and travel.
He just turns into spores.
Yeah, like it's not so much invisible. It's more they just like turn into mist and travel that way.
Don't breathe them in, guys, please.
Don't breathe them in,
because I was thinking it could be kind of like that Invisible Man movie that recently came out. I don't know if you saw it. It has like Elizabeth Moss in it, I believe.
I haven't seen it. I know which one you're talking about,
but the whole time you're paranoid because you don't know if he's actually there, and so you're just kind of looking. It's like he's got to be there, right? Like it's called The Invisible Man. He's there. He has to be.
Yeah,
I just feel like that ship's not really that big. Like, I feel like you would see that he's there.
Yeah.
Especially when you go, like, under a floor. It's like, no, he's there he is.
Yeah.
There he is. Found him. Also, why doesn't he just fly away?
I have no idea.
Like, when he gets out, it's like, just fly away.
Yeah, like, he can fly. Like, why didn't he just fly to wherever he wanted to go?
Because he's going from like a European country to another European country, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that the route, like, I'm sure he could probably find his way pretty easily. I don't know. He has sonar, right? He's a bat. I'm sure he's got some. I don't fucking know.
Probably. Yeah. And I think that's probably why I don't like this version of him where he's like the giant bat creature. Because I'm like, it kind of takes away the reason why he would be on the ship to begin with. Like, it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
Other than, like...
He's just taking an Uber.
Transporting his fucking dirt.
I need this dirt. It's good dirt.
It's good dirt. I can't remember what it is in the legend, but there is something about, like... In order to like fully restore himself, he has to sleep in the dirt in which he was made or something.
Maybe.
Same thing with like any of the other like vampires or something. So that's why he has the like dirt with him. Because it's like how he restores himself or some shit.
Cause I've never read the Dracula novel at all. I'm surprised I didn't have to read it for school. I just
Yeah,
never
I
did.
started reading it, and well, I was listening to like the audiobook, and I got bored with it.
That's
And I
kind of how
never
most
finished
classic
it.
literature is, though, right? It's like, this is a little boring, isn't it? It's like, this is our best. Oh,
Because
boy.
I think the book ends with the voyage of the Demeter and that trip. Because I don't remember like hearing the captain's log that gets read. That's what like this movie is based off of.
Yeah.
I don't remember that part of the story. I could have just blocked it out. I don't know.
You
But I
were
know that
asleep during
like
that part. Yeah, the
yeah,
book ended
probably.
halfway through. No,
Where?
there's still more. Like, oh, that's when I fell asleep, and that's where I ended it.
Yeah, because the character Mina, who is kind of replaced by Anna, in this movie, he's like feeding off of
Yeah,
her.
yeah.
And so that's she keeps getting sick and stuff, and blood loss and that.
Yeah,
And
we could see a blood transfusion from the olden days, and I'm like, that looks like you're just gonna die from an infection.
or wrong blood type.
Yeah, I was like, wow, this shouldn't be working at all.
So the blood transfusion kind of staved off the transformation of her into a vampire. And I think that's the way it happens in the book as well,
Yeah.
is that she doesn't become a vampire right away because people know that she's sick, and so they keep giving her like blood transfusions and shit. I could be wrong with that. I could be thinking of another vampire or Dracula movie.
Which one? You know, which
In which one?
one?
I don't know.
Which one? But yeah, it just felt very predictable, samey, and yeah, it stopped being good when I was like, we're still doing this? Like, I was just sitting there like, man, how much more do we got? And I looked and it was 45 minutes. I'm like, where else is there to go?
Nowhere.
Where
What's
else
the
is there
point?
to
'Cause you're on a
go?
ship.
It started off so cool too. It's like, oh no, look what happened to this ship. It's like, oh yeah, what did happen to this ship? And then it's like, by the end of the movie, you're like, I don't give a fuck about this ship. Let it sink to the bottom of the ocean. I don't care. I don't care anymore. Yeah, like there's some decent actors in it too. One of them is from Game of Thrones. I do not remember what his name is though.
Yeah, like the acting in it was decent and fine. It just wasn't a
Liam
terribly,
Cunningham, that's who it is.
oh,
Yeah.
it just wasn't a terribly interesting movie.
Yeah,
That's all.
yeah.
Like, it's fine. I don't know. I think maybe I'm just not like a huge like vampire creature person.
Yeah, unless they're sexy.
Because so accurate.
They're no
Because
Starion for you.
they I can't remember totally, but Nosferatu, which is a vampire creature, which is more of what the creature in this movie looked like or resembled. Like Nosferatu is supposed to be grotesque and nasty looking,
Yeah,
but the
like me.
reason they no the reason they that creature like gets away with what it's doing is because it's very hypnotic, it's very charismatic, and like basically has psychic powers, can like fucking get into your brain and like convince you to do things for it.
I would
And so
like
like
to see
that's
that.
how he works.
If it would have been like that, where the vampire seduces everybody and then kills them, like I think that would have been interesting.
And that's
He makes you question your sexuality.
They only did a little bit of that with Anna in this, where she's like, we're connected, I can feel him, I know he's like here, whatever. And then you could like hear him saying her name, and I think like else's name in there. He was like talking to the little boy or whatever. But it really wasn't like hypnosis, persuasion, that kind of stuff. But yeah, because the original like Nosferatu movie, that's that is where Dracula himself was actually very or like considered handsome and still charming.
Why does everyone want to fuck vampires?
We all got a death wish or something? I don't know.
Why are there so many monster fuckers out there?
I don't know, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I saw one that was like a Minotaur, man. A Minotaur? I was like...
Oh, yeah.
It's like, why? And it was called like the milking of something. And I'm like, what the fuck are you... What is this? Why are you making... Who's reading this?
Mm-mm, you don't even know.
Weirdos. That's who.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, but, you know, I'm not going to yuck somebody's yum. I've watched some pretty weird stuff, so.
Yeah.
We'll never get to watch it for the show, but there's definitely some weird shit.
There's some weird shit out there, yeah.
But yeah. Let me see if I could think of anything else to say about this movie.
I don't know.
That's it.
That's all I got.
I don't want it just to end because it's only like a 16-minute episode. There's got to be something else that we can say, right?
I can compare it to Underworld in terms of the like lore in that and how the
Could you imagine? I
don't remember what they called them, but like the ancient monster, the original. Monsters in that, like the original, I don't think they call him Dracula, but like
they call
the original vampires in that one were akin to what Dracula looks like in this, where they have like big wings and that kind of stuff. But they also have like a normal human form too.
What if they made this movie, but they used Kate Beckinsale to seduce the dudes that have been out on the ocean for so long and haven't seen any poo-tang for months.
Oh.
And she could give them that, and then she eats them. And every time you think she's going to get like found out, she just seduces the next guy and starts killing him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we got to make sure that we don't fall in love with... sorry, the cat. Oh my god, Gomez,
we could say that Dracula, or the representation of male as, you know, Dracula, these sort of seductive male figures who come in and charm you and promise you great things and then ruin your fucking life. That's just an allegory for men.
That sounded personal. I love that you were saying that as you were dragging the cat away, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's so stupid. Yeah,
because I feel like that's like an underlying thing to a lot of Dracula stories.
If we just make Dracula a deadbeat dad.
Yeah. That would be pretty funny, actually. Right, because like they're usually depicted as like these like handsome men, and then they like
he just lives in a
feet
his shitty
and then
one
they kinda
studio.
Destroy your life. They're like actually really shitty people.
He's the dad that gives you a birthday card with a $5 bill in it, and
yeah,
that's
it. You're 30 years old. Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how old you are.
He doesn't remember where your birthday is, so you got it in the middle of some random month. Like, yeah, $5. All right, cool.
Neat. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I would love to see Deadbeat Dad Dracula. That would be a wild, really stupid ride.
Yeah.
He's just very schlubby. Too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just everything like the opposite of what he should be. Just that's Dracula.
Oh, there in True Blood there is a kind of like he's not a deadbeat dad because I think the character's gay.
I've only watched like a couple episodes of True Blood.
I binged watched True Blood at one point.
I am not surprised by that at all.
Yeah.
Did you read the books too?
No.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of a fun series to watch.
Then it gets
to, like,
really
binge watch
bad,
in the
right?
background. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It like wasn't great. I was like, the show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's most Showtime shows. It's like, oh, this starts off interesting and it's still going? Why?
It's still going. Why? What are we doing?
Weeds. That show is like that.
Yeah.
It was like 8 seasons for no fucking reason.
Yeah. But I did it was like fun junk television to watch. Sucker. Anyway, somebody will know what that means.
No one will know.
It was kind of another one of those when I first started watching it, I really fucking was annoyed and pissed off at like the main character.
The girl?
Yeah. That's Sookie. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with her? She's so annoying.
Wait, hold on. It's a vampire show and her name is Sookie?
Yeah, Sookie. But
Sookie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of name is that?
It's a very southern name.
I guess. Yeah. I guess I haven't really been down south, so.
Yeah, because the show takes place like outside of New Orleans, like in Louisiana.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun watching it and like accidentally gaining a southern accent because I binged watched it for like 3 days straight at one point.
I accidentally get myself a southern accent.
Yeah, and it was really funny because I went to play D&D and I kept falling into like a semi-southern accent with my character, and I was like, fuck, that's not what I'm trying to do.
Whoops.
Stop biting me.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we should just have like a bayou,
like a bayou month.
No,
that takes place in the south. Oh.
We're gonna do a whole bog month. Just things taking place in the bog. We already did swamp thing though, so that kind of ruins it. But yeah, we could do a swamp month without swamp thing.
Yeah, we could. Yeah. We could figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
I guess that's it. There's not really anything else to say. Yeah. If you want to watch this movie, you can go for it. But I just thought it was kind of just middle of the road, boring movie. You've already seen this movie before and you've seen it done better.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's very predictable. You know what's going to happen through the whole thing. But I mean, like, I get it because it's like, yeah, you know that the people are going to go crazy and stuff, but it's like, but the way it happens, like, okay, yep, it was going to be this way and this way and this way and this way. It's like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, how did it happen? Like, oh, that's how, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's the episode. That's the show. If you want to follow us, you can. You can follow us on Spotify. You can rate us on Spotify, too, and if you could give us 5 stars. Just to show that you're there, that'd be awesome. And you can download the episodes for offline listening wherever you want to. And that's it, I guess. Get the fuck out. Bye-bye.
Get the fuck off this boat. Yeah.
Get off my boat. Bye.
Bye.